Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Coalition to Protect America's Healthcare.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We're kicking off the morning with some news that seems to be too good to be true. President Donald Trump is in talks to throw out the first pitch at Nats Park on opening day, according to Playbook's Palm Beach correspondent Luke Russert. Remember him? Russert also tells us that Trump might spend an inning in the announcing booth with Masson, the Nats TV network.
Back inside the Beltway, Trump still hasn't been able to move anything through Congress. But while his White House has signaled he's ready to play ball, get it, with Democrats, top aides to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi say they have not been approached by the administration since the health care bill went down.
Our Politico Pro colleagues Helene Bott-Miller-Evich and Sarah Ferris have a bombshell of a story. They report that Trump wants to cut $18 billion from discretionary spending for the current fiscal year. That spending plan has long been settled. This would be spending from April of this year until the end of the fiscal year, October 1. This is another example about how Trump is not reaching across the aisle and could be setting the stage for a major showdown come the end of this month when government funding expires.
This news has practical and political implications. The practical? Not all Hill Republicans are going to agree to deep domestic spending cuts. Practically zero Democrats will agree. And just a couple of key numbers to remember. There are 33 days until the government shuts down. The House, where most of Trump's problems exist, has just 11 more days in session before the shutdown.
Yahoo's Mike Isikoff is reporting that House intelligence staffers believe Devin Nunes' source about wiretapping of Trump Tower is Michael Ellis, a former Nunes staffer who works at the White House. California Congressman Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the panel, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi have called on Nunes to recuse himself from the investigation.
SCOTUS nominee Neil Gorsuch's confirmation is suddenly looking a lot trickier. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson, who helped break a filibuster for now Justice Samuel Alito, said Monday he will oppose Gorsuch on the cloture vote. This could create a nuclear showdown in the Senate in just a matter of weeks.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos and Ivanka Trump are visiting the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum this morning to highlight STEM education with local students and leaders from the museum and NASA astronaut Kay Heyer. They'll also discuss empowering young women to pursue STEM-related careers and introduce a viewing of the film Hidden Figures. Local students with an interest in STEM from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia will attend.
President Trump is launching the newly formed Opioid and Drug Abuse Commission, which will be chaired by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.